Hello, this is the weekly astrology forecast, and this is Shelley Antine giving you my outlook for the astrology of the week beginning Monday, the 21st of February, and ending on Sunday, the 27th of February. Only one more day of February. Time is flying. Well, most of the week is up and down. Up and down, or down and up, depending on which day it is, until we get to Friday afternoon through Saturday, all the way through Saturday. And those are your big green light times. All right, so just make a note of that, and you'll hear about the details as I go through. There isn't anything happening that didn't already happen or isn't about to happen next week that has to do with planetary changes or big lunar events or big planetary events. So the minor planetary event of the week, which can be quite lovely, will be when Mars and Capricorn sextiles Neptune in the afternoon on Wednesday and Venus sextiles Neptune in the morning on Thursday. And so this is a time when your practical Capricorn achievement kind of energies are also getting a little bit of magic thrown into the mix, you know, and some creativity and even in some cases, if it applies, some compassion coming in. So that is, you know, what they'll be doing next week is more intense. So this is your kind of easy ride with these two planets. But we begin Monday, which is President's Day, celebrated nowadays in the U.S., so you're going to have no banks and mail or something like that, with the Moon in Scorpio coming in at 4:19 a.m. We are in the third quarter phase of the moon until Wednesday evening. So we're still disseminating, we're still giving out of our fruition from the full moon. So in the very early morning, for us it's 9:28 a.m. Eastern, that it's exact, it is the moon trine sun in Pisces, which is the harmony of the lights. And this is the perfect flow and balance between our instinctive inner responses and reactions to life and our conscious expression and desire to create and how it operates. So in the water signs, we have the fixed Scorpio water sign and we have the very fluid Piscean sign. So we've got feelings is the mode for the harmony. So in the early morning, if you are relating to other people, particularly a partner, or even a business person, if they have that capacity to flow in the same way, you might be making some kind of a good contact. But forget it for the rest of the day, because Moon in Scorpio is going to square Mercury in Aquarius, 5:28 p.m. Eastern is when that goes exact. And this is when there are secrets, that the Moon in Scorpio has definitely got secrets. And the very inquisitive Mercury in Aquarius wants to, you know, see things and get information and stuff isn't going to happen so well. There is definitely a conflict between the need to control, which is in the lunar phase of the Scorpio sign, and the need for independent, objective observation, which is the mode for Mercury in Aquarius. So that's not time to be scheduling conversations that are important to you, if you can help it. And then after that, the moon is going opposition Uranus and Taurus, as it does every month and will do for quite some time. This is where you've got big differences in values and, you know, thoughts about how to spend money particularly. And there are some shifts and changes and maybe some surprises with Uranus involved. And this can even be things we're seeing in the geophysical realm. I will tell you, with these eclipses are starting to come in April, and I'm going to be speaking in March at the Asheville Friends of Astrology about the eclipses of 2022, because they are in Scorpio and Taurus. And so we're getting a little foreshadowing with our experiences with Scorpio Moon and Uranus or any other planet in Taurus. It's, you know, something that we haven't been talking about that much, but the nodes are definitely making their presence known now, and there's quite a lot that's going to happen with these eclipses. So if you need to know, you need to get a reading of your birth chart where these fall, if you happen to be in the fixed signs that are in the higher degrees of the fixed signs, especially, but the first one's going to be a 10 Taurus, so you know, anything 10 and above, and then later in the year, 2 degrees of Scorpio comes in. So you should be aware of how these things can be affecting you. So a little preview, again, Monday the 21st, with Moon in Scorpio opposing Uranus in Taurus. And that doesn't end until just after midnight for the Eastern time zone on Tuesday. And if you're still up, which you may be in the West Coast, you get to at least have this little moment here until 1:45 a.m. Eastern of the Moon in Scorpio trine to Jupiter in Pisces. That would be a very optimistic and a pretty potent time to do some positive visualizing as well. Some creative inspirations come in there. Very, very psychic indeed. But when we get up Tuesday, this is the down part of Tuesday, is the Moon square to Saturn in Aquarius, and that's until 11:53 a.m. Eastern time. So say noon, all right? And so that's how, you know, the West Coast is waking up with sort of a discouraging energy. And so you're not having good news about your ideas or plans for the future on that morning. And there are reasons. Saturn always has reasons. And but get after noon and you are good to go. Moon in Scorpio is going to sextil Venus in Capricorn, sextil Mars in Capricorn, all taking place between the hours of noon and 6 p.m. And there's just that little brief hour that it's the Mars energy between 5 and 6. The rest of it's Venus. So this is a very helpful time. Now is when you should talk to people about financial and career matters. This is when you get some good support and good news. And then there's this tremendous, I always love to see this aspect, Moon in Scorpio trine Neptune in Pisces, which comes in at 7. And so here is your major psychic download. This is big. So, you know, if you feel like you need to find out something, do a card spread or something, this is, the force is with you. And after that, whatever information you've received after 7 p.m. Before 7 p.m. can be put into motion, into form, into structures, and that will be helpful, especially in outer world or financial situations. And that is complete at about 4:30 in the morning on Wednesday the 23rd Eastern. So we wake up in the Eastern time zone with a void, of course, Moon in Scorpio, and the Moon enters Sagittarius at 8:29 a.m. Eastern on Wednesday. We have that Mars sextil to Neptune coming in at 2:12 in the afternoon, but the Moon is going square the Sun in Pisces, and that's exact at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday Eastern time. Now this is where we hop into the fourth quarter phase. So we leave the third disseminating and we go into that fourth quarter, which is the last quarter before the new moon. And so we are now saying, okay, what worked, what didn't work, what do we have to shift around, or, you know, how is it reflecting? Is it reflecting my authentic self now? Did something change for me during that time? And blah, blah, blah. You know, the bills are coming due, the karma is coming due. This is that moment every month in this phase of moon square sun in Pisces. And then after this is over, we're in that phase of releasing and redoing and reviewing and, you know, all of that. So the moon comes in now and sextiles Mercury in Aquarius until a little after 2 a.m. Thursday. So that whole evening is a really good time because this is a very expansive moon. This moon gets around. Moon and Sag people who have it in their charts can't sit still for very long. They are really in the go mode. So you have that kind of instinctive desire to expand, and especially information, and this very inquisitive and intuitive Mercury in Aquarius to work with. So you can get some very interesting ideas and have good conversations, and all of that is really crackling and supportive as you have that aspect coming in. The rest of the overnight and until 6:19 a.m., Moon in Sag is square the Sagittarius ruler Jupiter in Pisces. So overnight we may have some pretty high blown and very expansive dreaming going on. When we wake up, we will have the Venus energy going sextile Neptune in Pisces until 11:04 a.m. Eastern. So here is your more romantic, idealist kind of energies. But you've got the moon also going in a very good way into the sextile to Saturn in Aquarius until 3:45 p.m. So if you schedule a meeting, that's something that you really need someone to assist you in any way, that's a great morning to do it. And then as you get past the Venus sextile, it's still a good time to contact people, authorities particularly, because they'll have good information for you, things you need to know about your plans for the future. So again, that's over at 3:45 p.m. The evening, no, not so good. And try not to be out and about if you can help it as we get closer to 9:30 in the evening Eastern time, because Mercury, which is how you navigate around your, you know, environment or your short journeys, is going square Uranus and Taurus. So there's a tendency for accidents and things like that. People aren't behaving the way they should. But also, there can be some weather issues from the cold kind of energies of winter that can be tracking in a negative way for people out and about. And it isn't a good time to be dealing with conversations, particularly about the future, if they're involving real estate or finance. And while that's happening, the moon in Sagittarius has its monthly square to Neptune in Pisces, which comes in at 10:24 p.m. Eastern. So anytime between 4 o'clock and that moon square Neptune isn't going to be a great time for clarity or for travel. Even now we have the moon in Sag, this could be affecting long distance travel big time. All right, so just be aware, and you know you've got a better day coming, because the moon is void of course in Sagittarius on Friday the 25th, which is, you know, kind of very good energy for Sag moon. Nobody's blocking it. There's no hurdles to jump. I can just, you know, expand as much as I want and run around and get things done if I feel like it, or just play have a sporting experience that morning. At 11:27 a.m. Eastern, the moon gets Sirius again. It enters Capricorn. But the whole afternoon and until just after midnight on Saturday morning, that moon is going sextile the sun in Pisces. So here is a nice day again for relationships of all kinds and talking to or dealing with authorities about, you know, things you're interested in your public life and all of that kind of energy. But we are in the fourth quarter, so it's better if you are processing on things that are already in motion, because we are looking at what to change and release during the fourth quarter so that we have better results, right? So if we get up Saturday morning, we are already in a great day. You know, it's just going to be perfect all the way through until 1 a.m. pretty much on Sunday, the 27th. You've got the moon's trine to Uranus and Taurus, which was overnight, 6:40 a.m. So you've been able to see in your dreams, get some intuitive input into some of those mundane things that are on your mind. But when we get into the morning, the Eastern time, we get a sextile to Jupiter in Pisces until close to 10 a.m. Saturday morning. And then we get a moon sextile Neptune for the rest of the day. So we get a softening there. You may have entertainments that are, you know, going well. And just a general feeling of ease. Some intuitive or really actually psychic input also into matters that you are involved with in the world. So this is a good time. Sunday, we have had an overnight barrage of moon and Capricorn conjunctions, but the first one could have been very pleasant. It was the conjunction to Venus in Capricorn. 4:06 a.m. is when that's exact. You may get some of that again as you go further west in the United States. You could still be up at 1:06 a.m. and that's when it's exact for you. So any time between that, moon sextile and the Venus, this should be pretty nice. But right after that, you get an hour until 5:06 a.m. of the moon conjunction to Mars, which might be a little bit more of an argumentative. It could be very obsessed with acting on certain things, although you won't be able to do much in the middle of the night in terms of worldly things. But when you wake up, or we wake up at least on Sunday the 27th, we have the moon conjunction Pluto in Capricorn, and that's until close to 10 a.m. This is where we get obsessive feelings and, you know, obsessed with respect and status. And, you know, if you're working together with people on projects who are on your page and on your side, then these aspects will go easier. But anyway, sometimes Moon in Capricorn feels like they need to be an authority, and Pluto is definitely going to win if there's a conflict and who's going to have the last say, you know. So at any rate, we have a void, of course, Moon after that, which will be your easy time of the day after 10 a.m. Eastern until the Moon enters Aquarius at 1:36 p.m. Eastern time Sunday. It will be heading towards a square to the ruler of Aquarius, Uranus, in Taurus, and that's going to complete at 8:50 a.m. on Monday. So this, again, is not the time to be engaging in discussions or even your own ruminations about the future, because things are going to change from where you're point of view is, your objective observation has something in the way of it actually coming exactly the way you're thinking. The closer you get to the Uranus square, which would be the morning of the next day, the more potential for discordant energies and even accidents. But you are, you know, feeling that coming in on Sunday afternoon. So your best weekend day was Saturday, the 26th. Now, that was the week. And next week really makes up for aspects. This is when we have, first of all, our new moon comes in. And we'll see. I'm going to take a look at that and see if there's enough interesting energy in there to warrant its own podcast. That will arrive on Ash Wednesday, which is telling us we're getting closer to Easter, isn't it? And that is going to take place 12:35 p.m. on Wednesday, the second day of March. We've got the Venus-Pluto conjunction. Well, actually, I'm sorry, first and foremost, all day Wednesday with that new moon, it's a good thing the energy is low, really, because Mars is going to join Pluto, 3:43 a.m., and people on the mundane astrology pages of Facebook are all talking about this, because this is, you know, we've got Pluto actually having a Pluto return for the country of the United States. And Mars joining Pluto is very volatile indeed. And again, if they're both working on the same page, it's profound, and we can hope that it's good, but it could just as easily be bad, you know. So whichever direction it goes, it's strong. And, you know, there are things going on in the world that we're watching and we're hoping don't escalate and stuff like that. So 3:43 a.m. is when the Mars conjunct Pluto comes in that day. And then you get the Venus. So we'll talk more about it next week and the fact that Mars and Venus will shift signs and make another conjunction. So lots going on. Next week's forecast, wishing you the best on the roller coaster this week, and I'll say goodbye for now.